seem to touch on the test of Dalit. So we saw the Gemara makes a chelik change in terms of when you have to learn the sukkah. Sometimes you have to learn the sukkah, sometimes you don't have to learn the sukkah. And we saw Machlokes Rishonim, whether Izzy said a davar is, whether the chelik is, whether a, we're looking for something, whether Rashi said the sukkah is mitzvah. If you learn the sukkah and start, then you'll be potter. If you're learning the sukkah and not going to start, then you're going to be chayiv. Mashing in the Ran was mechalik a team whether we're dealing with a chiddush kava versus a chiddush arad. More kviyistic of learning is going to be chayiv in the sukkah. Mashing in if you're doing a chiddush arad, then you're not going to be chayiv in the sukkah. The mechalik brings down kosher v'sem a kiyur v'teich a sukkah. K'shem even medaktik mashi yikra when you're learning laifin where medaktik mashi yikra. In other words, that should be Daitim Mishavasalav, and he's going to Mahalach more Rashi to feel like it's whether you're Mitzvah or not Mitzvah. Maspal, or Rosh Mitzvah, Sukkah, Sukkah, Shemit, and Tadavening, a person Kadavan in the Sukkah, a person Kadavan out of the Sukkah. Sakaban Machab is going more to Mahalach of Shitas Rashi, the Sukkah is whether it's Mitzvah or not Mitzvah. If you're Mitzvah, you're Patav in the Sukkah, if you're not Mitzvah, then it's the correct thing and good thing to. It's a good thing to be in the. To be in the sukkah. The lashon of the Pirma Gadim Eishal Avram Yud Gimel brings down. Ashrei Mishyesh is Sukkah Micheddes and Taner. Fortunate are those who have a Sukkah Micheddes with a Taner. Vyachalumacham, Vilisham, Gedarash, Esavadira. Fortunate is a person who can stalavak his house that he has a oven, I guess it's very cold over there, with a Sukkah that he's able to learn and sleep in your Sukkah just like you do in your house. Lashon B'Kri Yaakov, he writes that. It's a big schuss for one to go ahead and learn in the Sukkah. And he says, "Kol ha'moisif, moisifin loy." And whoever's moisif learns sukkah is mekabel bracha. Is mekabel bracha and moisifin loy bracha minim shamayim. So definitely, the correct thing in pasul is that person should go ahead and be learning in the sukkah. If you're mitzvah, you can't learn in the sukkah. You know, it's like sometimes. So when I learn mechavisa, so we learn in the sukkah. Sometimes you go to. These Bat Midrashim, they have these small sukkah, and you have like some like kid screaming his brains off, like in learning. He's being Gemara, like top of his lungs. So, yeah, that's annoying, and then you're mitzvah, you can't learn, so then you go inside. But, Bisera Dav is the correct thing is that a person should be learning in the sukkah, if it's possible, right there. If he's the Matzah, he's going to be Shter, then Enechrami, then he's going to be Pater. But the correct thing is that one should be learning in the sukkah. Now, what Gemara discusses, let's say it's he has a shortage of svarim. Yesh on svarim harbi likrois. He wants to have a lot of svarim, lain b'lamudai. So he says, if it's a big tircha to bring his svarim to learn in the sukkah, afshar the patra. He's like m'supak. Afshar the patra. If you have a big tircha to bring it down, then afshar the patra. If yesh le mokim l'nichasham kolachag, then you're going to be chayiv. So I'm not sure exactly if I'm helping out. What exactly is a suffix? You want to learn, right? Then you can have the svarim. So he says that if it's a terechav to bring the svarim to the sukkah, he's mesupik if you're potter. Well, what exactly is a suffik? Why, yeah, why not?
A mistar isn't a gufalim.
What do you say? So if you really want to say maybe the suffik of the Mishabur is the suffik of the Bekir Yaakov. Bekir Yaakov wants to say that mistar we only find is in the etzem yeshiva alein is a mistar. When I'm in the sukkah, it's raining. But let's say I have a tircha, I have to travel to go to the sukkah, or something which involves a tircha, then that alein is not considered maybe a mitzvah, and it's only considered a mitzvah when it's that's a yeshiva's mitzvah, not the hachana for the sukkah. What? What do you say? Why is the Gemara say that? What? What do you say?
Any
Shiva
Sukkah, the
tier
that you do.
Well, because you're in the middle of the sukkah, while you're eating. So, Bekir Yaakov wants to say that what's the Mahalach Adav, why when you're in the middle of eating, why do you have to go back to your sukkah? What's the big deal? Just go back out. Over there, the Mashmois is that a tircha in the Etzem preparation for the sukkah, where yes, we can say the mistar, is like the b'kayak, if the other ones you mach, that's not true, that over this teshuva came to do with the kavart. If I'm only eating in one place, I never move places to go somewhere else to finish the suda. It's not a normal thing to do, and therefore it's part of the nalsmit star, that's the whole tercha, and the tercha, even it takes a minute to move over. Let's have a sukkah right next to my Omer Pesach. It's not such a big tercha. It's more of a teshuva came to do. It's not a normal uses and shimush that a person does, and therefore he says it would not be arrived from there. Balkapanim, we see you said over here that Zokta Mishabrua, but if you have a place to put your svarim, about your chayev, again he's going to lashon chayev the ein zeh terech. See again, Mishabrua is going learning the sukkah b'yisoid is a chayev. It's not optional. But see, you have to go ahead and be learning in the sukkah. Mechuyev to go ahead and be in the sukkah. If you have a seat with the pati, so I'm a star. Okay, I'm going to be punter. If it's like the Mishabura, if I have a place to put my svarim, I can set it up. I'm going to be chayev, and in that situation, I'm going to be chayev, and I'm not going to be punter from the sukkah. So which leads us to the question. So we see, we've been speaking about the last couple of days, that we see these yisoid of that person belongs in the sukkah the whole time. Nervous, if I'm at star, then I'm putter from being in the sukkah. Now the question is, what level do I have to go ahead in terms of to make the sukkah comfortable? That I'm, what level of tircha do I have to do to make it that the sukkah is comfortable, that I'm not going to have a situation of a mitzvah? Do I have to have, for example, do I have to put in heaters in places where it's cold? I'm going to put in a heater or not? So Lashon of the Prima Gana we just read says Ashrei Mishi Yishlei Taner or Betech Vesei. Fortune is one who has a Taner Betech Vesei. They can only do the mitzvah properly. It doesn't sound like what Mamash be a chiv. It sounds like it's a lucky, fortunate, nice thing which a person has, and not that be soid bechavza a person inherently would be a chiv, which is a thing. And the shayla is what's going to be together, and what's going to be together in terms of how much of expense a person has to spend. And I guess there to solve the question is a lot of times it's hot, right? So a lot of people complain during the day it's boiling hot. So am I mechuyev to go ahead and put in AC in order to make myself comfortable? That in order to make myself comfortable in the sukkah. And the shayla is what's going to be the geder hadavar. So kipshuta the geder hadavar is that lemaisa sukkah is a diras arai. It's not a diras kava. It's something which it's only for a week a year. I think the geder hadavar is going to be like that. In a regular normal situation, if you just had a house for a week, you just had a dira, which is a raitek massive, just for a week. How much expense would a person spend for that week? What would you do? Is it something that you would spend the money for that week, or a person wouldn't spend the money for that week? If the pshat is that for a week. On a vacation, or a week, a place you're feeling for a week, you wouldn't put in. If you had a summer home once a week, right? Would you put in air conditioning or not? What's the answer? Would you? Right? Okay. So if you, right? No. So there are two issues. The number one, it's would you put in air conditioning? Two, it doesn't work so great in the sukkah, right? Because it's open, right? It's not the greatest system. It helps somewhat. It's like it's a begadim ashram tali. It works a little bit. It doesn't work so much. It doesn't work that much. But if the pshat is that you for on a week, something which for a week you would spend that money, then some of that would be okay.
I was going camping for a week. I wonder.
If
someone has a house
in
a country that they go once a week every year,
they what? What is it?
They have it all the time.
No, but it's a little bit different. It's not 1,000% right over there, because if I had a summer home, using like putting air conditioning besides, I put in a summer home, it's going to work, and it works well.
You put it once, it stays there.
You own it. Now you're renting, right? Right now you're renting your apartment, you own the apartment. I can mention Michelle soon, but okay, you're renting, fine. So now, let's start with that. If you're renting a place for 3 years, would you put in air conditioning in the summer home for a week? For the week? What?
Why is it 3 years? Why isn't it for 1 year?
No, how many years is the plan staying? I'm just saying.
You live for 1 week.
No, how many years is the plan staying in a
dira? Place for 1 week, and I was going back again. Would I put in less money into AC, and that would be putting into a sukkah?
Okay, and the
Chlamy. Are we going to avoid being put up from the Sar, or to stop making it just more tasteful, more comfortable?
No, the Chayyar together is.
You're supposed to make your sukkah your kedira.
You're supposed to be your kedira. Now, Magavar brings down, they have a place to put your svarim, but you have to do it. If you want a place to put your svarim, it's a tercha, you don't have to do it. Now the question is,
what?
I think you're right, I think you're down long term. I think he's right, the I'm thinking out loud now. I think you have to dan a week a year for 46 years. You dan each year separately. No, the chayyar, no? You know, in a year, the chayyar that'll be together. I think he's right. Let me think a second. Sukkah is a deer sarai. No, Rav Yanka, what do you think? It's time again, right? What? No, the reason why you dan 30 years, each one with Nasmi, right? Huh? But, kids, what?
Because
that's going to be the guidance. I think that's going to be the guidance, basically. If you're going somewhere for a week, would you do this expense or not do this expense? And if something which a person. What do you say?
Camping, you would not.
Because camping, the whole thing is, that's the whole, is that called a keta? Oh, you go camping and you put like
a...
But, fine. Okay, so okay, so that's the keta. Fine. I'm going to get the sugi of Yudas Kishamim, so we saw the sugi of Yudas Kishamim. The Gemara says, when's this man used to show me your pater? When it gets to the point that if you have a soup in front of you, it gets spoiled, that's going to pater you. It's a gather dove. If you have the soup in front of you and the pater, the soup is getting ruined, that's the man the person is going to be pater. Or it's just a sheer ba'alma, it's a simen. If there's so much coming down, that pater is that it will ruin your soup. So that's going to be the gather that it's going to that's going to pater you. And not the pater that you Poyal have to have a soup in front of you. How do we pass him? Chara brings out Yodak Shama Rizin Nichlis Litechbayis, Mimzim Delfanis Mishor Techsukah, Tipis that have fallen in the Paslet, Feeling Tapshal Lafano. The Ramah goes with the Shitas that even if it's a little bit of a rain, that even though you don't have a Tapshal, sorry, even Tapshal Lafano, it's not a Sipa, it's a Simen. It's a Simen that if you have this much rain, that's a Bidarak Kala person's Mitzdar, and therefore a person's able to. That's the other person's mitzvah. Every person is able to go inside. Now the shaila is like this. The shaila is that a lot of times people are not sure if they're mitzvah. We don't know how to tell if the soup is going to get ruined. You have no idea. You don't have that soup, and you're not really clear in terms of the guy there. And or what about benegay other things? Benegay, let's say heat or benegay. I'm sure we discuss this. If you have little things falling into your sukkah, kismet falling into your sukkah. And the shaila is, what's the gather in terms of that we say the person mitzvah? How do you figure out whether a person is mitzvah? How do you figure out a person mitzvah or not? So there's a gather which is the place in Givnei Shalavra, Mishlam Zam goes main this, that what we're trying to figure out is, what's the gather mitzvah? Mitzvah is that if I would... Mishin HaBak is Eshir, look at Rambal, Yishar, Yodha Kukak, Shem, the Bayis, Miyuitzi, if you go from his house, you leave, Yos B'Suk Zegamke. Ramah says very cryptic words. That if you're in your house, you leave, that also will be the gather. So he doesn't say in your house, leave to where? What does it mean, in your house, you leave?
It'll leak.
What?
It'll leak.
Right. So it means, in your house, would you leave or not? So what does it mean, would you leave? So, Chuz Mashiach has three stodim. You could say, doesn't mean I would leave, Shadaz, if I was in this room, it's raining in my living room. So would I move to my dining room? Is that one side? That's a very low level, right? If I had a leak in my living room and I'm eating, so I move to my kitchen pretty quickly. Here's another side to say, what does it mean that you leave it? Doesn't mean that if it was raining over here, I would like move out, go to a hotel, or go to somebody else's house. That would end up being a very, very high level, right? In order to tell a person to move out. I mean, it's not livable. Then there's a third getter. This is how the getter he goes. It means there's Shamazam and I'll say Shalavam. Let's say the getter that was like this. The Rambam. What's the getter of Sukkah? The Sukkah of Shad is you should make your Sukkah your Iker house, and your house, your old house, or your house for the rest of the year, that's like your temporary house. That's more like your storage house, and that's not your Iker house. So once you say the getter dover is, if somebody had two houses, one house was a nicer house, one house was a better house, and there was something going on over there, what level would I leave to switch houses? To go from one house to the other house? If I'm at the Gedda, that if I was in my fancier, nicer house, I'd go to the other house, that's already considered that that's considered Mistar, and I'm going to be Potter. If the Pshat is that I wouldn't go from a more comfortable, nicer house to the Shvacha house, so then and Chanami, that I would not be Mistar, and in that situation, you're going to be Chayef.
Taking into account, like, the Tircha and all things that you can move.
Per se?
Like, how far away is the house?
Not too far. So it doesn't mean that you're going, like,
as far as you're getting
there? Not too far, yeah. I'm saying it would be close by. Would you move houses in order to, you know, pick everything up and then move around? The chayr, the gather be how far your sukkah is. If your sukkah is outside to there, would you start moving things around or not, or go in or not? But it has to be that the sukkah is the nicer house, and this is the more shvach house. Would you go to more uncomfortable? I was in the Svarya place learning this morning. I saw Chacham Avadya and Chazan Avadya. He writes, no. If you leave room to room, he goes, boom, go no room to room. Which come out like a massive cool like that. And come out any little thing, right? You probably go room to room, right? It's a little bit hot during the day, right? Go inside the air conditioning, right? But you know, that's how he wants to go. I mean, the mice are most very well.
Most of them want to move, just move from the dining room to the living room.
If it's raining a little bit, it's very hot. Depends how whatever you want, you know. But now, the rain coming down, so we have a couple different shailas. One shaila is, the Chacham Shlema has a shaila like this. Let's say it's raining every single sukkah in the around, but it's not raining in your sukkah. Why isn't it raining your sukkah? Either because you have more schach, or just the angles, Siyata Deshmaya, okay? Whatever it is, it's not raining in your sukkah. But every single place is going to be a matzav where it is raining. Do you say the shaila is Zbizman Gishamim is not a Zman of Sukkah, and therefore Yom Tov in a Sukkah. Or B'Shad is down every single place B'Fnei Atzmai, and every single place B'Fnei Atzmai would be Chayav. Another side we could clear is, let's say it's in the actual Sukkah itself. One part's raining, one part's not raining. So do you say every single place you're down? And as we said, together is you have a soup. So let's say this side of Sukkah, just based on the wind and whatever is this rain falling over there. What? Or how thick the schach is, or just the angles, or where the apartments is, or where it's coming from, the soup would get ruined, but the other part would not get ruined. Do you say the pshat is that this place is a place where it's raining and it's full of rain, therefore it's not going to be chayv in sukkah? No, we've done each place b'fnei atzmai, and each place b'fnei atzmai is going to be chayv. So the Chacham Shlema himself, over here in Sif Katanei, he wants to say, b'zman ha-gesham is not a zman of sukkah. And therefore he says that if most places, it's Zman Geshamim. Even if you personally, it's not, he says that's not going to be Chayav Sukkah, because it's Zman Geshamim, and therefore that's going to pat you from Sukkah, and therefore you're going to be part in that situation.
So there's always going to be a gather
in
rain.
What do you say?
There's always going to be some sort of gather when it's raining.
I'm saying it in most places. Like, I'm not the Bekir Yaakov. It's clearly not like that. The Bekir Yaakov is called Nechav Tassu and Abarach Nehra, do we? Bekir Yaakov writes that in a case, let's say you have one sukkah and part's raining and part's not raining. So, he calls the Shaila. Do you say the Shaila is you go bust to the place which you are? Or do you say that.
Does that mean it has nothing to do with the star then?
What do you say? One second. That what you saying? What?
Then it has nothing to do with Mitzvah. Well, now we're strictly learning that it was Mitzvah. It's like annoying. But once tell me that it's raining at well, it's by your sukkah.
Right. That's
it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like some type of levar, like you're not a sukkah, or it's not as, like it's very big at the side, right? Or Akash Baruch Hu is throwing the arena at you, he doesn't want it. Elamai, not you. Stay there, but you know, you're part of the.
That was a Bukuri Yaakov's.
That was.
Yeah,
Akash Baruch Hu
is throwing the arena at you, and he doesn't want it.
It's not like that.
What? No,
what?
He's the one who says that.
Sorry. And where? In Lamed Tes Chav Tes Lamed. What? You tell me Sif Ches? Where are you? Which Baruch Hu? By what? By which case? That what? That what? That's the thing. We'll get that in a second. Akabanim, the Bikur Yaakov says, Lamaisa, if it's... There's two Bikur Yaakovs. It's very interesting. It's Kadam Kavtas, he says that, Pshat is that if it's raining in one part of the Sukkah, not raining in part of the Sukkah, Mishmur and Ram is to it. He says that, I feel... He says that if... you're sitting there, he says if you have a chilek of a sukkah, a chilek of a sukkah, another, the Bikakiv says that you're chayiv. You know, in as much, you know, the Ptur Kipshuta is a Ptur Mitzdar, and in as much as in where I am, it's not Mitzdar, even though maybe, you know, you have two people with the same sukkah. One guy sitting across from each other. He's Mitzdar, and I'm not Mitzdar, but Lamaisa, being that I'm not Mitzdar, and it's not going to get spoiled over there. What?
When it's actually raining and someone's not Mitzdar from it?
So what applies if you're not mitzvah from it, we'll get that soon. I'm saying whether that's considered...
Sounds like from the Mishnah that it's not a gether and tzar. Because the Mishnah doesn't say, oh, whole point you're mitzvah. It sounds like it's a new gether, a new whole new shaykh,
so that was the kashya, that was Sassama, that was the Ran, that was everything. Now the Bikur Yaakov is a little bit soyser himself, Sif Katan Lama, is a little bit of a problem. Bikur Yaakov, Sif Katan Lama, brings down, let's say it's drizzling, and where I am, and it's not raining, it's not yet the point where the soup's gonna get spoiled. Can I make a bracha or not? So, Dr. Bikur Yaakov starts off saying that, according to the Ran, right? The Ran says that, has Eliel's kasha, that the Mishnah brings down, what's the point when you're a potter, when the point that they get spoiled? Why don't you say, when I'm a star? Why is it giving levels? Dr. Ran, that could be the gather dove is, the pshat is, that, but at them, the level of star is beforehand. Ravasa, meaning in the sukkah, to go ahead and leave. I mean, if I'm there, if I'm not, to be at a sukkah, to go into the sukkah, like the Ran, I'm not mechiv to do. Because it's called mitzvah. But if I'm in the sukkah, if I run out so quickly, that's nira kibayit, then we have to wait to the higher level of mitzvah, to the point where it gets spoiled. According to that, the zak, the Bikur Yaakov, will come out if you're sitting in the sukkah, and it starts drizzling. But at them, you are mitzvah. Now, the reason why we're not going to tell you to leave is because it's near Kibbayit, and therefore that's the reason why we're not going to tell you to leave. We want to know, but can you make a bracha in that B'chei Gavna? According to the Rani, he says, Avadi, you can't make a bracha. Because that's, it's, you are Mitzdar, it's Zayt Gesiba, why you have to stay in the Sukkah. V'oidi Shtotsu, the Ritva. The Ritva says, what's the Loch if you see the clouds? A very, very common shot. You got the clouds are, it looks like it's about to rain. Predicting thunderstorms and your lightning and thunder, but it didn't start raining yet. This is Dr. Ritva, that Ritva says that in that case, it's still potter min sukkah, because you don't have to wait till you have to go out there and get drenched and then come back in. If you know it's going to rain, also you're going to be potter.
Let's say it doesn't end up raining, was it sukkah?
What do you say?
Let's say it looks like it's going to rain, then it doesn't end up starting.
Bechar not, because the gather teshuva came to duro. The pshat is that no one in the world is going out camping when it's, this is right, you plan a camping trip, and then look outside. Is it low? What? Hold on a second. Now, when the area is, what? So the Bikur Yaakov, it's of Katan Lamed, it says, v'efshali imbrachli, it's chushish for the Ran. Even though the Stimus Mechaber is not like the Ran doesn't mention it, right? The Mechaber doesn't seem to pass like the Ran. Doesn't seem to pass like the Ran, but actually in Bracha, you have the Ran, the Ritva, he's chishes, and maybe in Bracha, you can't go ahead and make a Bracha, because according to Ran, that's in Potter, according to Ritva, Potter, therefore if it's drizzling, he's chishes there not to make a Bracha, according to...
Did you do it in your house during the Sudan?
What do you mean?
Because in the city, you can't even take a drink right in your house.
So I have to imagine that. Why Teshuva? You know, we have a lot of Teshuva came to do it. In other words, can you, normally people like walk down the street and eat, right? You see, I mean, whatever. Or they pop a drink. Or sleeping, we'll bring out the Nakuda. By sleeping, right? People fall asleep all the time in the basement drush. You know. Friday night drush, right? Every time it gets weaker, I don't think I ever stayed up once. You know, I really. Fall asleep every time. What did I say? But Al Kapanim, so the question is, so like, is it mutter to go to sleep then? Because Teshuva came to Duru in a car, right? So that's what. Potter, because it's raining, right?
Right, but he said you should still stay in the sukkah if it didn't reach the shear of right. Going to the suit. So if it's at that shear, someone up in the middle of the suit, there could be going to his house. If he runs into his house, stop to go bring his next.
That's okay, we'll have to get that. You know, that situation is not near a kibbutz because I'm over there, right, I'm not leaving the sukkah. So it's a little bit interesting. So Kadam Chavtas, he says if it's raining in the sukkah, half in, half out, over there he says that what? That you're not mitzvah, therefore you're mechiv in sukkah. And Sukkah Talam, but he seems to tell us a little bit, the Ran, And
the which case?
Even when it's
raining is part of the sukkah, like
Avi Elisha. Absolutely, yeah, right. What do you say? Yeah, but Lamy says no. So, like, you know, he's like, yeah. And over there, he's like more than late towards yes. So, you know, it's not just clear. Yeah. Let's go just a second. We're holding over here. It's drizzling. Are you mechuyev to eat in the sukkah or not mechuyev in the sukkah? The answer basically is the stimius adavar is not like that side of the Brit Yaakov. The stimius adavar is that unless you get, and not like the Ran, the stimius adavar is unless you get to the point where it is the point where it is ruined soup, or if you're not sure that any book of Asher Zeh, you'd be mitzvah, the halacha is you're going to be chayim and sukkah and kapshuta even with a bracha.
No, we're not going
through the halacha. Okay. Now, but again, the steam is called place, it's not like that. The steam is called place, not like that. The chara, the whole Mishnah Berurah is screaming not like that. Do you want to know? Mishnah Berurah says, it's raining on one side, the other side is not raining, right? So he says, yeah, no. What do you say? When? So, because blocking it means? It doesn't sound like that. It says that if you're in your sukkah, even though it's not on your shulchanah, even if it's not makim shesh sham, you have to eat in the sukkah as long as it doesn't go on the shulchanah. I mean, because not going to get the wise. You have the Mamre Kamei? Can I have a Mamre Kamei second? Yeah, so when they get the riff of the Das Torah, says the Stimus of Poiskim is not like that. The Das Torah says the Stimus of Poiskim is not like that. Yeah. So this is all Benegeya. This is all Benegeya eating. Sleeping we'll have to discuss soon what the halacha is going to be. Fine. So Kabbalah, the halacha is if it's raining and it gets to the point, so the halacha is allowed to go inside your sukkah. What happens afterwards if it stops raining? So then you now have to go back to the sukkah until you finish your suda. What's the reason why? Like I said before, the Bikur Yaakov says that what is the Teshuvah going to do with it? Pshat is that being that a person is in one place doesn't move back and forth, therefore that's the reason why you're not mechuyev to go back. If it stops raining in the middle of the Suda, you're not mechuyev to go back. How far in the Suda you have to be? So Baruch brings down that from the Levush says after we started eating, the Kolba and Rein Ruchim, he says, Lashon Rashi means you just sat down to eat. Himash and Lashon Abraisa. And they just sat down to eat. It's like upon him, in Pasku, Kaim Shiyashav, then even according to Rashi, I saw a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. He says, let's say it's starting to drizzle. So a person has two options. You could let it rain, and then afterwards be putter, and then the sukkah, you can be putter for a while, because sukkah's going to be all dirty and messy, and until it dries up, and you're not going to be eating sukkah for a couple of sudas. Or you could put up the shlak right away, and eat with the shlak on, and to save yourself it from getting let it start later on, and then when it stops raining, you take it off. So what's coming out of the what do you do? What's the sort of shayla? Do you say what? No, the shayla. Do you say right now I'm mechuyev in sukkah? It's going to rain, so let it rain. No, when it rains, it'll be potter. Once it's potter, I'll be potter for 3 days. Okay, it'll be all wet and whatever. So potter 3 days. Let me potter 3 days. Or you say no, being that I have an option, a way to get around it. So maybe I will be mechuyev to shtel vek that it doesn't get wet. And I should put the slack now, even though he didn't get there or not. So Rosh Hashanah says, Misvara, he thinks that the correct thing, Mustamo, would be you say that you do mitzvah shaita, you don't have to worry about what happens later on, and you know, whatever happens, happens. He says, it seems to be Minig Olam seems to be not like that. The Minig Olam seems to be that they put up the slack before it gets totally wet. What's the pshat? He says the gedder is chalas shabbos achas kedei shmishmish shabbos is harbe. He says that massive chiddush. That pshat is that you do something now to save yourself for the future. And then if he says, seems to be the minhag olam is.
Why not the whole time?
He's saying, so open it up and let me get drenched and rain. And he's saying, no higyon.
Also, really,
what is that?
Rabbi said earlier also that the Torah, if you see the clouds building up, there's a Torah of
the Ritva. We all know like Ritva, like Shudai. We have it here for the Ritva, but Shudai would now be. Fine. Now, when he gets sleeping, so the gather is. What? So that's he's not saying a minute, but I would not pass him like that. It sounds. And Gidre, I mean, it's a sugya, very great sugya. You could such like 15 sugyas about. And again, doing a meisa now, which, yeah, I would not think so. Think
when he says that,
that's
just like the
over now. Like,
what you say?
Being
in the city. Yeah, being over. When he gets sleeping, just together is that yodur gesham. When you're sleeping over there, together is a little bit differently. Together is. Yeah, so when the gay is sleeping, any amount of rain, kipshuta, when the gay is sleeping, a person is going to be considered mitzvah. And yodu gushamim belaylo, and a person is nichlatech abayis, a person can come inside. Now the shayla is back to the weather report. They're predicting rain, and it looks like it's thunder and lightning, and you know chances are there's going to be rain. The shayla is able to be simuch on it in order to go ahead to pat you from Yeshiva Sukkah. So the Ritva we saw already, the Ritva says already, even in the Ge'achila. But in the Ge'achila, he says that the Pshat is that if you see it's raining, he says that's already considered, you don't have to wait till it rains and rain yourself out, and therefore you're going to be potted. The Dastar says, the steam is not a paiskim, kol paiskim is not like that. And he went to say that you're going to be chayav in the Ge'achila. Now, in the Ge'ashena, what's going to be a lach in that situation? The Sheva Katsi in Alf Kutsadik Vez, he has a tshuva about it. She tells to the Ritva, he says, it seems like not like the Ritva. Bring some rayas. I didn't think any rayas were, didn't think there were rayas or anything. Mukhraches bechlal. And he wants to say that no, Kozman, that there is no geshamim there. He wants to say that you're chayev, and you be chayev, you be chayev. He says, Echel Gimel brings down, yes, Rav Yashiv. And Rav Yashiv said that, yeah, you're chayev, Kozman, there is no geshamim. Then you're going to be chayav. Now, Bisvara, it's snats on the scabble ala leave. Lamaisa, al stesha came to do it. Would anybody go to a place where you know chances are it's going to rain? What? No.
Depends on what the chances
are. So, it depends what the chances are and how accurate the weather report is and whatever. Let's go in an extreme example. They're talking about, you know, they're predicting, on they give percentages by the weather? Well, they do. They do. What's the range usually? How they do it?
90, 100.
They say like 100%. They would say that.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're pretty accurate, probably as much as that, right? Like since you're in the weather report, who says we could have? I'm sure they're pretty like whatever. They're probably pretty accurate as much as that, right?
Yeah.
What? 100%. I'm saying how? What?
Rain so hard, but 100%. But
what? What do you say?
Well, they 100%
chance
they're gonna rain.
One chance. I'm saying. Okay, if the Mitzvah is that they are correct, I don't know that. Like, I don't know. Saying if the Mitzvah is that they are correct, I guess check it up. If that when they, what percentages are they in terms of accuracy in the forecast? But what did I say?
Right.
I want to know if it's like 95% or it's like 60. If it's 60, they probably out of business, right? Like what? Well, I don't know if it is a business, but like you know,
pretty accurate.
What did I say? Well, kids, if it's that taste you're going to do, I don't think. It's different than eating. Yeshachalik is too of an eating. Eating, Pshat, is, let's say they say it's going to rain in a couple of minutes. So what would a person do? You just eat and run, right? Eat quickly and finish the Bisuda, and you don't start like moving across the street to whatever. You eat and run. And therefore, that's why the copy eating, the Ritva is a massive Kiddush, to say that, oh, it's going to rain, they found Pater. Because even Mitzat Tishah could do. I think a normal person would just have a quick meal and just move on instead of like uprooting everything. Well, when he gets sleeping, if it's going to rain, so it's can I get a seichel that I have to stay till 3 o'clock, get woken up, and then move my match and be up the whole night, it's, you know, can I get a seichel? So if they're predicting rain, that's mom, it's going to rain, and they're accurate. Look, I don't think they're accurate enough. I don't have the answer to that, but maybe somebody could verify that. But if they're accurate, it's very misdaved to say already like that. It could be everyone would be masking to defend that situation. You wouldn't know the stimus that dover would be not like that? I don't know if the stimus dover would be not like that, because they didn't have the olden days. They didn't have any weather reports like that type of situation that they that they knew that type of accuracy, and therefore, I don't think the steam is the dover would be.
What other way to say about rainy clouds and thunder?
So that's the same thing as the Ritva. So it says it's not 100% raya to the. It's not 100% raya for olden days, because in olden days.
I think it's a new Shiloh. What? I think it's a new Shiloh.
What do you say?
The whole
weather report? Shiloh. Yeah. I think it's a new Shiloh. But eating is not a thing because like that. But eating, I think a normal person would not move. You just eat. What would you do if you knew it was raining? You wouldn't just have Suda Sura Zyantav, but you sit there. That's what I'm asking. What would you, I don't know. What would you do? You just have a quicker meal, or you just like start switching around everyone and set up what? Well? A Shabbos Suda. You would sit there uprooting everything and start setting up and making yourself crazy, or you just have a quicker meal? What? Is it my sleeping house? Yeah. Well, I'm saying he's not mechalik. I'm saying Mister Garas and Chodesh Shalom Mister Garas is mechalik. He says eating. What's the lesson of it? What he says? I don't know what he says again. Says kapha eating. Could check if they're there. Ask him what time she says, because it's 12 to 15. Since by Sheena, I have socks in the dangs. Okay, I mean, ask him what time she says. They come early. What? 12:05? Okay, let's wrap it up.
12:01. 12.
It means they come out at 12, it's not 12:05. Now, okay, so let's go quickly. If it's a situation where a person is. Next time we're going to do on Sif Dalad. Gimel, sorry. Base. That next sukkah, the big tights over there, if you didn't do it yet, it's all minigay because it's all minigay bracha, so just skip it. And if you did it already, good. If not, if you didn't do it, it's good to have a retifus of chafei to lama zayin straight. But if you're behind, you didn't do it yet, just skip that big tights. Anyhow, so if it's more raining, so the luck is that you don't have to go back until you get up in the morning. Yashna base ashiyala amuda hashachar. So Shaila is, what's the gather of the Gemara is the Shaila, you have to get up or get woken up, and we pass again that you have to have two things. One has to be that it's at least a shachar, and two is that you wake up. Those are the two things. The Shaila is, what's the Yisrael Dover? Why when we wake up early night? Why don't you go out to the sukkah? Why not?
Because I don't know
what
time to wake up.
Because I don't know time to wake up, so therefore I don't have to get up and go outside to the sukkah. So the Shaila is, nowadays, when's the normal time to wake up?
10:30.
So let's say no time to wake up at 6:37. So al kapanim. So if it's after alayis, so the question is, can you wait until 6:37? Or pshat is you dine it all as or lemaisa amud hashachar is the time. So Mr. Krell says that the said davar is that the reason you have to go back at night is because at night is like a spooky time. It's dark. It's spooky. Like I don't move around. So therefore, being it's dark outside, therefore not mechayvi to go back. Mashenkein, when you're dealing with once it's light outside, so being it's not such a big deal too. Okay, wrap it up. Being it's not such a deal for one to go back, so therefore one would be chayav to go back. I could have to mention next time.